Cheers on their hard work in this year's Lyon County Fair. KBOE Live and Local, rainfall 69 degrees. Good morning. It is 8:48.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Big day coming for Kansas Gas Service here to close out the week. It is 811 day, well, because it's August 11th. And Manager of Public Relations Don Tripp joins us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line to talk about the importance of what's coming up Friday.
Don, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you today?
We're doing all right. So how are things in the Kansas Gas world of public relations here this morning?
Well, we are excited and gearing up for August 11th, which is National 811 Day. And given that summer is the peak season for digging projects, 811 Day is just a timely calendar reminder for residents to take the first step toward a safe digging project.
Well, let's dig into this then, Don, and let's talk about how 811 works.
Okay, well, we know that everyone has a lot going on, but safety should always be the top priority. So 811, it's a free service. It's easy. You just call 811 or you go online at kansas811.com at least 2 full working days before you plan to dig to submit a locate request. It only takes a few minutes to help protect yourself and your neighbors.
Dawn, when it comes to that, you know, I think a lot of people may think that, hey, we can just call as we're getting started. Everything's in place. We'll just go ahead and get everything. So that reminder is good. What other information do folks need to provide here when they make the call or they shoot the email saying, hey, I've got a project and I'm ready to go?
Well, when you contact Kansas 811, they will alert the underground facility operators to mark their facilities within the work site that you have given information for. So you'll need to let 811 know what type of project you're planning and where you plan to dig. Now, the operators of underground facilities will come out and mark those facilities with spray paint or flags or both. And this could include natural gas and electric underground facilities, as well as water, sewer, and communications companies.
Oh, so there's a lot of, the word gets out to a lot of folks then, so that's the good news there. How easy is this to handle? I mean, you mentioned here it only takes a few minutes, but really how quick and painless is this for those that do want to dig?
It is very quick. It only requires just a little bit of advanced planning time. So you need to make that contact with 811 at least 2 full working days before you plan to start. And then there are some things that you need to keep in mind to dig safely after you have made contact with 811. You want to be sure that all the utilities have been marked to confirm that by reviewing the ticket that you'll be provided. And then you want to respect the tolerance zone, and that's the area located 24 inches on either side of the underground facility. In that area, you always want to hand dig, and that helps to avoid contact or damage with the line. And then remember, only dig within the defined project area.
A lot of sensible things here that come up, and I'm assuming to a degree a lot of this has to do because, well, people, well, they want to get the project done, but they also, you know, want to, in some cases, kind of move out of that immediate zone that they had planned, or maybe they find out later that, you know, maybe I do have to do a little bit extra work than I'd first thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year, more than 140 Kansas Gas Service natural gas lines were damaged due to failure to contact 811. So the message for homeowners and professional contractors alike is don't risk it. Put safety first. Take a little bit of time, 2 full working days, and contact 811 before that digging project, regardless of the size.
So generally, Kansas Gas will be there in at least a couple of days then, after you make the call?
Yes, you need to make that call at least 2 full working days before you plan to start. And then again, as I mentioned, a good safety tip is to make sure that all of the lines in your project area have been located. And you can do that by verifying your ticket from Kansas 811. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. You know, one of the things that does come up, too, is if you, you know, and it's another common sense note to put in people's brains, but if you smell gas, don't wait around. You got to go ahead and start making calls immediately.
That's true. That's a very important safety message, and I'm so glad that you mentioned it, because if you do hit a natural gas line while you're digging, or if you smell natural gas, leave the area immediately. Then call 911 when you're a safe distance away and our emergency line at 888-482-4950.
Easy enough. Dawn, anything else you want to touch base on here with us this morning, or anything else that we need to kind of reemphasize as we close things out?
Bill, we challenge everyone who plans to dig to commit to doing so safely, and by taking a pledge to protect yourself and your community at BeADigHeroKansas.com. Contacting 811 really is, it's the right thing to do, because it helps keep you, your loved ones, and your neighbors safe. So go to BeADigHeroKansas.com for more information.
All right, promoting self-digging and preventing costly mistakes. It is National 811 Day coming up on 8/11. Here this week. So, Don, we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a good day. Don Tripp, Kansas Gas Service, 811. Chuck,
yes.
Make that call.
Yeah, make that call, and remember, 48 hours ahead of your dig, and get that taken care of. Want to let you know that as we look at tomorrow's schedule here on KVOE and KVOE.com, live and local, I'm just adding right now one actually for Friday and next week. It's Danny Broyles who will be joining us for Flint Hills Beef Fest Friday at 8:20, and then the Newsmaker spot next Thursday. But tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour has the ESU Buzz taking place at 8:20. And then, as we've been reporting here in July, but kind of a reminder here for folks that haven't gotten the enrollment process done for Emporia Public Schools, in person is the way to go right now. So Community Relations Director Lindell Landgren will have a quick update on enrollment, other back-to-school matters at 8:40 tomorrow morning here on KVOE.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chuck. 8:55, still some light rain out there, 69 degrees. Good morning.
Get fit this summer at the Jones Aquatic Center. We have two fitness classes available for you to try. Aqua Combat is a low-impact workout that helps tone your whole body.